ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
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 रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 5 चैप्टर 5 एंटाइटल्ड लॉर्ड शुद्धदेव टीचिंग वर्स नंबर 4। नूनं प्रमत्ता कुरुते विकर्मा यदिन्द्रियप्रीतया प्रणोति न साधु मन्ये यदात्मनोऽयम् आसन्नविक्लेशदा सदेह। नूनं प्रमत्ता कुरुते साधु मन्ये यदात्मनोऽयम् आसन्न विक्लेशदा सदेह। When a person considers sense gratification the aim of life, he certainly becomes mad after materialistic living and engages in all kinds of sinful activity. He does not know that due to his past misdeeds, he has already received a body which, although temporary, is the cause of his misery. Actually, the living entity should not have taken on a material body, but he has been awarded the material body for sense gratification. Therefore, I think it is not befitting an intelligent man to involve himself again in the activities of sense gratification by which he perpetually gets material bodies one after another. Purport by Mr. Sethi Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada ki
jai.
Begging, borrowing and stealing to live for sense gratification is condemned in this verse because such consciousness leads one to a dark, hellish condition. The four sinful activities are illicit sex, meat eating, intoxication and gambling. These are the means by which one gets another material body that is full of miseries. In the Vedas it is said, Asango Hyayam Purushanga, the living entity is not really connected with this material world, but due to his tendency to enjoy material senses, he is put into the material condition. Man should perfect his life by associating with devotees. He should not become further implicated in the material body. Om Atyanati Virandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshu Unmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamahyam Sadati Swapadantikam Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadha Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna This is one of the most important verses of Srimad Bhagavatam. And Srila Prabhupada has given many lectures on this particular verse. And Srila Prabhupada has quoted this verse many times. That's why this verse is considered very, very important, because we can see the importance of a verse from how many times an acharya quotes this verse. So you can see Prabhupada has given many lectures on this, and many, many times he is quoting, especially the first line, Nunam Pramatta Kurude Vikarmaha. He quotes again and again this verse, because this verse gives the sum and substance of material existence. Why are we living in this world? What is the motto behind living in this world? And what is the root cause of miseries in this world? In this way, Srila Prabhupada quotes this verse many times. So what is the important culprit of our misery? It is exactly opposite to the thoughts of a conditioned being. Our definition here, our means for common people's definition or materialistic people's definition of happiness is the more sense gratification, more happiness. If there are ample opportunities for sense gratification, life is good. Let the good time roll. So everyone is very happy if there are plenty of opportunity for sense gratification. And if one is stopped from sense gratification, or if there are impediments in sense gratification, then that situation is considered misery. However, Srimad Bhagavatam helps us to understand a complete different picture about this. What is the cause of all the problems? So Bhagavatam is turning the table. It is telling, no, it's exactly the opposite. When we understand the spiritual existence and the material existence, we understand they are diametrically opposite. Yam Shastra Bhutana, Bhagavad Gita, the second chapter. The night for a materialist is the day for a spiritualist. And the night of a spiritualist is the day for a materialist. It's everything is opposite to each other. So, if we want to see the material consciousness, we can see that in this verse. When a person considers sense gratification the aim of life, he certainly becomes mad after materialistic living and engages in all kinds of sinful activities. Now, here is the point. What is the connection between sense gratification and sinful activities? Looks completely different. I want to simply enjoy my senses. I want to have a good time. Why do you say it is a sinful activity? So in materialist consciousness, there is a disjunction between sense gratification and sinful activities. Similarly, if we are neophyte devotees or we have neophyte consciousness, we also think The sense gratification looks very innocent. Just the senses are there and senses are naturally attached to different sense objects. We'll have a good time. What's wrong with it? So here it is said, okay, look, there is a strong connection between sense gratification and sinful activities. To understand this, one can see Shastra, for examples. One can see this world, for examples. If somebody wants to perform sense gratification, then one can see they are gliding into sinful activities. So sense gratification and sinful activities are synonymous. Srila Prabhupada makes it very clear. He says, okay, these are the sinful activities and these are the prime sense gratification. Illicit sex, intoxication, gambling, meat eating. These are sense gratification as well as sinful activities. Now, these are considered the root of all sinful activities, but this list is not exhaustive. So the list of sinful activities are unending. And please try to see this world in this light of equating sense gratification to sinful activities. So this vision we have to develop to see this world as it is. We have Bhagavad Gita as it is. We can see divine and demoniac nature in Bhagavad Gita. Very clearly mentions what are the qualities of a divine person and that of a demoniac person. So if you want to see this world in the light of Bhagavad Gita as it is, then it is very helpful to understand this verse and hear the first line of this verse, equating sense gratification and sinful activities. Think about any so-called successful people of this world and those who are enjoying their lives, and how are they succumbing to so many kinds of sinful activities. If one wants power, and if one wants to maintain power, certainly it is a sense gratification. Ishvara bhava, Ishvara aham bhogi, that is a qualification. Siddhoham balavan sukhi. I am Ishvara, I am the controller. Aham bhogi, I am the enjoyer. I am siddha, I am already perfect. I have enough strength for my enjoyment. And further line says, if you are coming in between myself and my sense gratification, then I will remove you. This is asurik bhava. So if one is attached to power, then what happens? It's a sense gratification. What happens? If somebody is in between, if somebody is a threat, that threat will be removed at any cost. The world history has shown again and again, and still it is going on. So this is self-verification and the Ishvara, and any impediments will be removed. So Bhagavad Gita says this is the asurik bhava. If somebody is against, I will kill them. This is asurik mentality. I want to remove them because it is impeding my sense gratification. So sense gratification can make one mad. Sense gratification can make one mad. This is the nature of sense gratification. Addiction. It's an addiction, and we are addicted to sense gratification to some degree or the other. Generally, when we talk about addiction, we may speak about substances, tobacco, chemically driven, or maybe organic. But we talk about different kinds of addictions. But the material world is a world of addictions. Material addiction means addiction to anything material, and when we are very used to it and we are addicted to it. That's why even when we become devotees, there is difficulty to stop thinking about sense gratification, or one has a tendency to do physically some sense gratification activity which are prohibited in Krishna consciousness. There is a tendency towards that because it's an addiction. So addiction is not just limited to the substances. So it's a consciousness. So in that consciousness, one becomes mad. What is the meaning of mad? Mad means accepting that which is not true, or accepting that which is really giving us pain as pleasure. So this is madness. We can see the history of many despots who ruled this world. They killed whoever came in between and their power. Doesn't matter who, what, how, they were all killed. And to gain money, people can do anything, can cheat, such sinful activity, and one can influence people through any means. These are all sinful activities. So we can see that as one is attached to sense gratification, one becomes mad and one will commit sinful activities. And here, what a person is forgetting, is forgetting that he does not know that due to his past misdeeds, he has already received a body which, although temporary, is the cause of his misery. So one wants to increase the bodily identification. Isn't it sense gratification? Increases bodily identification. It is not innocent. Sense gratification is not innocent. It is going to again and again affirm that we are the body and we are not the spirit soul. We are actually factual conviction we are getting by sense gratification. Please note this point. Please think carefully this one. Because we are affirming ourselves that by sense gratification I am deriving pleasure, so I am the body. And the epitome of such sense gratification is association with the opposite sex, where all the senses are engaged in such activity. So one's mind is engaged, one's other senses are engaged. In that way, one wants to feel that I am the master, I am the controller, I am the enjoyer. And that's why this is criticized in the very first verse of this chapter. Nayam deho deha bhajam loke kashan kamana hare bhujange tapo vinyam putrakaya sattam shuddhe yasmat brahma sokhyam tu anantam. So Rishabh first mentioned this point. Nayam deho deha bhajam. I am not this body. That is the first phrase of the entire chapter. Very important chapter of the fifth canto of Akashvam Bhagavata. Nayam deho, I am not the body. Deha bhajam loke, for one who has accepted this body. Deha bhajam is one who has accepted the body as a self. But it is not the body, because sense pleasure is even available for hoax. That's why the kashan kamana hate vibhujaniye. Vibhuja means the stool eater. So very heavily Bhagavad presses this point that this sense gratification is available even in the body of a hog. So as we have obtained this human form, it's mentioned here, don't consider body as old and old. Understand who is a self. And so first verse itself says, Tapo divyam putrakayena sattam shuddhe yasma brahma saukhyam tu anantam. Therefore, perform austerities in devotion service. Not austerity of making money, but austerities in devotion service. That involves getting up early in the morning, attending Mangala Arati, chanting Krishna's name, hearing Srimad Bhagavatam, preaching, doing other services, cleaning the temple, so many services are there. So these are all activities in Krishna consciousness, and perform that. Yasma Brahma Saukhyam to Ananda. Because of that, one can get unlimited happiness. So don't settle in for this temporary happiness. That is the message of the first verse. And here it is further analyzed to show that sense gratification equal to sinful activity. And Bhagavad Gita says, material pleasure equal to pain. Pleasure equal to pain. This is Bhagavad Gita. So Bhagavad Gita says, Krishna says, if you see material pleasure, please try to see that this is pain. Antavat. Adhyantavanta kauteya anateshu ramate buddha. Adhya and anta. If you see that there is a beginning and end for pleasure, which is for material pleasure, and see that it is going to entrap the living entity. Nateshu ramate buddha. One who is intelligent will not engage in such temporary happiness. So here the same point is mentioned. And making it clear that this temporary body is actually giving us pain. Actually, the living entity should not have taken on a material body, but he has awarded the material body for sense gratification. I heard one interesting story from my spiritual master. The real life story. How desire for sense gratification can make one mad. This story happened in Ukraine, I believe. About Russia, Ukraine. One boy became a devotee. He was growing up, probably in the early 20s. He was living in the ashram, performing devotional service. And his family situation changed back home. So he got a flat in the city as inheritance. So it is a big thing in the situation in Ukraine, and having a flat in the city, and this boy who is now an ashram resident, he inherited. And he had a plan, because this place is in the city, he could convert it into a preaching center. So it's a very sublime plan to have a place in the city, and now it's going to be a preaching center. So it will be very uplifting for the Krishna consciousness movement. We can spread Krishna consciousness. So you're very happy, and devotees approved. It's a good idea, and he's going to own, pretty much owning the flat. However, when the family came to know about it, they became very upset. Why is he going to utilize this property like that? So they wanted to get the property back. But legally, it's not possible. It's almost at the verge. It was difficult to get the property back. And then they had a plot to get the property. And this plot became very heinous. What happened? They invited, family, including mother and brothers and uncle, all of them invited this boy for a lunch or a dinner for some food. So this boy accepted, the devotee accepted the offer, and they arranged organic, whatever, prasadam kind of stuff. The boy can eat everything. So he was welcomed in a very good fashion. And then they gave in the food, they mixed poison. Think about it, they mixed poison in the food and fed this devotee. And he started eating. And as he started eating, the poison went inside, and he was showing the symptoms. He was, it's a poison, he's going to die. The feeling is very, very extreme. So then the mother was telling the boy, you die, you die, you die. Can you imagine? Own mother trying to poison own child. Not a young child, of course, he's a grown-up man, a devotee. And by Krishna's mercy, he got survived. He got sick, and mother almost became mad, realizing the situation, because trying to poison and kill one's own child. This is the reality of this material world. This is an extreme example, but it's a true story. Where own mother trying to kill one's own son. For what? For a property. So this can look very, very gross. However, this is the reality within the womb of many mothers, isn't it? Many mothers are aborting their children. So this is killing the same children in the womb. For what? For some pleasure. So when one is attached to sense gratification, one can go to any extent. This is the truth of materialism. One can go to any extent. There is no limit. There is no boundary. Now, when we apply the same principle to devotee's life, we have to be very careful. Because if you are attached to sense gratification, and if you are giving in to sense gratification, then our heart becomes hard. We become insensitive, and we will find it difficult to go deeper into our Krishna consciousness. So there is a strong connection between desire for sense gratification, then trying to fulfill that, and deepening our Krishna consciousness. They are not going to go hand in hand. It is going to really cause trouble for us. That is the problem of sense gratification. And that's why there are ashrams and there are regulations. And there are no regulations, as it is mentioned, begging, borrowing or stealing, as Charvaka Pandit says, Charvaka Muni. Ranam kutvabi ghridam pibet. You beg, borrow, steal, you drink ghee. So showing sense gratification, not necessarily ghee, but all different forms, basically the hedonistic philosophy. Yavat jive, sukham jive. As far as you are living, live happily. Why? What is the logic behind that? Bhasmi, what is the logic? That's right. Bhasmi bhudasya dehasya kuta punaragamana. Bhasmi bhudasya dehasya. When the body has become bhasma after burning, after cremation, kuta punaragamana. What's the question of rebirth? Kuta punaragamana. Where's the question of rebirth? So you're not going to come back. So enjoy as much as you can. One life is a time for enjoyment. So that is the principle on which the whole world is living. So we are going against that. And we have to be quite careful in our Krishna consciousness that we don't cultivate this addiction for sense gratification. It can be subtle, it can be gross. Gross means grossly violating any of these regulatory principles, maybe intoxication, gambling, illicit sex. And internally, subtly means subtle sex life, trying to enjoy. It has both aspects as one is trying to enjoy. It is very difficult to give up. And that's why there are rules and regulations in ashrams. In Gurus ashram, there is licensed sense gratification. And other ashrams are meant for austerities. In Krishna consciousness, Brahmacharya, Vanaprastha and Sannyasa are ashrams for austerities in Krishna consciousness. These are the ashrams for full service to Krishna. So we have to be very careful if we are in this ashram that our mind is more and more engaged in Krishna service. When I say determined. And for grihasthas, there is an opportunity for controlled sense gratification, but it is very much licensed. So that is also very meager. So generally, grihasthas are also on the same category. If one has to make progress, all four ashrams has to perform tapasya, austerity in Krishna consciousness. There is no escape. Everyone has to, all ashrams have to perform in this austerity. But the interesting aspect of this austerity is that as we get purified, we feel happiness. So it is not like the austerities in Krishna consciousness, whatever it be, even controlling the senses, there is some initial pain, but there is simultaneously, there is happiness also, enjoyment also, because one is getting purified and one is able to taste Krishna consciousness. So they go hand in hand. So on one side, one can find, do I really have to control my mind? Yes, we have to. We do it. But by doing that, Krishna is awarding us with taste and his reciprocation. And that is, in one sense, it is pretty much happens straight away. It's not that one has to wait for 1 year. Say for example, if one doesn't feel like getting up in the morning, if one gets up and attend Mangalarati and get absorbed in Mangalarati nicely, there is a reciprocation of Krishna straight away. If one sits and chants, there is a reciprocation of Krishna straight away. If one hears Bhagavatam, there is a reciprocation of Krishna straight away. So, in all means, it is not just austerity in Krishna consciousness, but there is reciprocation by Krishna as well. That is Param Drishya Nivartate. One develops Param Drishya, higher taste. And it is a daily routine. It's not at the end of 10th year or 20th year or 30th year or 40th year of Krishna consciousness. No. It's a daily reality where a devotee takes Krishna consciousness. And for that, one has to give up sense gratification. It is possible, gradually giving up sense gratification, controlling the mind, it is possible. So we have to attempt and we see, we derive the benefit of it. That's why it is very important verse and we cannot really follow the outside for goal for this. So the verse again says, actually the living entity should not have taken on a material body. But he has been awarded the material body for sense gratification. The only purpose of material body is sense gratification. But as Prabhupada gives the example, the same material body which is for sense gratification can be used to attain liberation by engaging it in Krishna consciousness. So that is the possibility that we have, the same substance. Probably the example, milk example. If you take so much of milk product, there will be indigestion and problem. But the same milk, transform it into yogurt and take, then you cure the indigestion. Similarly, he gives the example of a tree. We are in the tree of material existence. So how to cut, how to chop the tree of material existence? He says, take the axe and get a wood from the tree itself and make it as the handle and use the same wood and the axe to chop the tree of material existence. So this is the principle. So even though the material body is material, it is given for sense gratification, but a devotee understands the real purpose and there is engaging in Krishna service. In that way, the body will also be spiritualized. So here the Shabda says, therefore, I think it is not befitting an intelligent man to involve himself again in activities of sense gratification by which he perpetually gets material bodies one after another. So there is no end to accepting material bodies. So it is wise to stop this. The Prabhupada's recommendation is give this one life to Krishna. We have given so many lives for so many other activities. Madhvacharya mentions that we have cried for so many people and for so many things for millions of lifetimes. And if you collect all those tears, the tear drops, now that has become like an ocean. That much tears we have shed so far. So he says, in one lifetime, you cry for Krishna. So we have this one lifetime, it is right in front of us. So use it in Krishna service. Then we can see the difference. So I stop here and see if there are any questions or comments. And in Bhagavatam also, there are many examples showing how desire for sense gratification can make one mad. Bhagavad gives a classic example, like Indra. He wanted to keep his position and power, and he wanted to be served by the Vrajavasis. So he was ready to attempt to kill all the Vrajavasis by torrents of rain, by his Samartaka cloud. Then examples are there in Shastra showing how desire for sense gratification can make one mad.
The modern science and psychologists, they say that you have an urge, or if you have a desire for some gratification, you should go ahead and do it, because if you try and restrain yourself too much, then you become mad. So then this is exactly what he is saying, that by controlling the senses and by engaging Krishna consciousness, that you should become sane, otherwise you become mad.
So this is an interesting point, that according to the modern science and psychology, basically, if one tries to restrain oneself for a long time, so it is like you have a balloon, you start inflating the balloon, and after some time it's going to burst. Similarly, if you restrict your desires and sense gratification, after one point you are going to burst.
Especially in reference to the brahmacharis.
Yeah, that's right. Even in terms of celibacy, when you consider the fourth religious principle, association with the opposite sex and even the sexual connections, one tries to control it, restrain it. At one point, one can burst, one can go mad. Yes, which is true. That's why in Krishna consciousness, it is not just restraining. Along with that, there is a possibility of developing higher taste, as I explained earlier. So in other words, this sex desire, it is not just gross, it is very subtle as well. Because it is not just the pushings of the hormones, but there are strong desires and there are longing for emotional connections. So these are all part of it, these are all part of the package. So in Krishna consciousness, one has to develop that connections and emotions for Krishna. If one develops that, then one is moving in the right path. So it is not just restraining, but one is getting connected to Krishna. So one needs to have emotions, one cannot suppress emotions. So those emotions have to be channeled toward Krishna. If that is happening, then one is going in the right direction. And through that, one will be able to better control the senses and particularly the lust. So one, we are not feeding it. Second, positively one is getting connected to Krishna. Through service, through chanting, through preaching, all this are actually partially leading. One is actually getting connected to Krishna. So the emotional needs that a person may have will be fulfilled by Krishna. So this is the principle.
Like making Radha Vallabha's pati.
That's right. Yes.
Making a pati.
Krishna is the Radha Krishna and Krishna are object of love. So that's what it is. Okay.
Prabhu, you mentioned about what is day for materialist is night for spiritualist and vice versa. Can you please explain a bit more?
Yes. Material existence, life of a materialist means sense gratification. And devotee's life means restraining sense gratification rather serving Krishna. So material consciousness means I am the center. Krishna consciousness means Krishna in the center. Completely different. Okay. Vedrasya Bhagavatam ki
jai. 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 Jai.